Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Hello, the internet, and welcome to this episode of Problematic Trendorsement. I'm Jack, that's Miles, and we are joined on the very day of her birth by super producer Anna Hosnier! What's
up? Can you believe it? They're making me work on my birthday. Help!
Hey,
help,
shut up help. And make with the takes.
Make with the takes.
Come on. All right, what do you think about this?
All right, guys, we have a lot to cover at this late stage in the week. There's a lot going on. Let's start off with the World Cup every 2 years. Come on.
There's 166 out of the 188 member countries have voted to have a feasibility study over whether or not you can have the World Cup every 2 years. Fuck off.
What, are they like money or something?
Yeah, they're fucking dumb. Everybody's so stupid and greedy right now. Fucking up a thing. Nobody's going to give a shit if it's every 2 years.
Like, right.
But I get it. Fucking Visa, MasterCard, or whatever. Need to, whatever. So fuck that. But that was trending and upsetting for many football fans out there.
It's currently World Cup every four. And then in the two intervening years, there's the Euro Cup, right?
Yeah. And then these are the Copa America for, you know,
right,
the Americas and shit like that. It's just, and also the players probably don't even want to play that much. So
hear me out.
That's what it's trying.
Every 6 months.
I mean, honestly,
we have it every day. I mean, fuck.
Oh my God. Hey, what about the Monday World Cup? It'll be competing with the Friday World Cup, but it's not as good as the Sunday one.
Hold on. I'm getting a call. Visa. Yeah, I pitched it. Thanks.
Visa.
All right. Visa. We're good.
Yes, you are everywhere I want to be.
I'm in the pocket of Big Visa.
From those ads that they show during the Olympics, growing up, I always assumed Visa was the only credit card that was accepted outside of the United States.
I mean, it is. What's MasterCard?
What? What's MasterCard? What is it? It's another credit card.
Never heard of it.
It might have become more common as the years progressed.
My mother always said MasterCard is for poor people.
Jesus. But then what's Amex? Amex is for the ultra rich.
What's Amex?
Amex.
Oh, no.
Only America.
Oh, you're not a billionaire, Miles? Ooh.
Wait, what Amex?
Come on, seriously. You have a black card, right? Show me your black card, man. Come on.
Light green. It's got a covered wagon on it.
I have the see-through blue one. The blue card.
No one even knows which one that is.
That's like the business it's one. Probably out of
clear.
The clear one with like a blue square in the middle was like their attempt at like, hey, child, you want to have a credit card? It was my very first credit card.
I only have a Hawaiian Airlines one. It has a lay on it. That's all I can.
Very cool.
That's the only person who gave me a credit card is Hawaiian Airlines. Never been to Hawaii, but love the card.
Love the card. Wait, this is a place you can go?
Oh. I thought it was just a Lisa Frank design. Wow,
I love it. It's like, I just thought it's like one of those poster things you buy.
Romeo and Juliet is trending for the worst reason.
Yeah.
Possible.
The person who's challenging Liz Cheney in Wisconsin, or not Wisconsin, Wyoming, this guy, Anthony Bouchard, the story came out about how he impregnated a 14-year-old girl when he was 18. And he said the reason Romeo and Juliet is trending is because he told this newspaper, he said it was like a Romeo and Juliet story.
Uh-huh.
Sounds like you assaulted a minor.
Right.
But anyway, but these are the people that the GOP are putting out to stop Liz Cheney.
What?
This isn't even a barrel that has no bottom. You know what I mean? It's like, where are y'all even where are these people coming from? But yeah, it's that.
I forgot. That story was about grooming.
Right. Romeo and Juliet. Well, yeah. I thought they were both children. Isn't it like they're both
really
young?
Yes, I believe they were.
Humor joke.
Jack's like, oh no.
Oh no, I gotta, hold not on, I'm gonna read that again. This Tybalt is trouble.
1987 is trending because somebody posted a photograph of a movie bill from 1987 and said, which one you going to? And it is, it's a hell of a lineup. Hell of a
what
four. Number one, The Lost Boys. Number two, RoboCop. Number three, Predator. Number four, Full Metal Jacket.
All passed the Bechdel test. What a time. What a fancy
to be
option.
Alive.
To all the options you have.
Yeah.
Is The Lost Boys, that's the one where there are vampires, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, vampires and there's a real...
Oh, and Saxman.
Saxman.
Yeah, that's actually in my zeitgeist currently because this past weekend I was in Santa Cruz and my boyfriend, partner...
much better.
He loves Lost Boys and this fool was... out of control in Santa Cruz. Like, we took him to the boardwalk. I was like, you need to act your age, fool. Because if you start freaking out because you see every Lost Boy thing, he was upset that the carousel was closed. Like, I had to be like, tone it the fuck down. It's a movie. You are an adult man, okay? And he was like, this is the bridge they hung off of. Like, it was like, I was like, you need to stop.
Yeah.
And then I bought him a t-shirt, gave him an ice cream cone. I'm not even joking. Was
and
like,
left
now
him
just...
there.
Chill, because he was so excited to be in Santa Cruz because of Lost Boys.
That is really funny that this that those are all just like action movies like made for the same dad basically, except for Lost Boys. Anyways, I would go RoboCop. That movie fucked me up when I was 12. No take from either of you guys. You don't care.
I mean, that's cool.
Don't care for these films.
Sorry. What did you say?
I was just saying RoboCop fucked me all the way up when I was 12.
I guess I didn't really fuck me up.
I loved it. Like, I thought about for a year after.
I had the shittiest RoboCop toy. Did you have the one where you could put the, like, strip of, like a cap gun strip that would make a popping sound? And you could load this strip into RoboCop's back, so when you could flick this thing, and it would be like, pat, 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 out of the RoboCop toy?
No.
Oh, and
I didn't have
helmet.
Any of the toys, but I would pretend like I was getting shot by the Ed 209 all the time.
Oh, who didn't? Who didn't?
Yeah. Because he just, like, opens that dude's stomach up. That's pretty wild. It's a dark, very... It's like, oh, you thought you liked movie violence? Well, check this shit out. And I was like, yes, more of that, please. Olivia Rodrigo is, of course, trending because we're all fans because we're young and not choogy. But she is the singer of Driver's License.
Yeah.
I almost said License Plate. That song. She's the singer of License Plate.
License to Ill, if I recall correctly. Huh?
But she dropped her debut album. People are the cover. She has a bunch of rhinestone stickers all over her face and tongue. So that's going to be a thing. And people seem to like it. I thought her performance on SNL was pretty cool. But if you're wondering why or who people are talking about, that's who that is. Got the
millennials in their feelings. Everything I've seen were memes about millennials, like catching feelings from this album.
Like catching feelings,
like not like romantic, like being getting emo and being like, oh man, I feel you, Olivia. I know this. Yeah. Like one of the memes was showing like Maya and Anna from Pen 15, where they're like on a red carpet and they're like millennials before and after listening to Olivia Rodrigo's album. And then the second pane is them in Pen 15 dressed like the 90s.
Dressed as children.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess that's the vibe. I guess I will use that to feel younger.
And let's get to what we're all here for, what we've all been waiting for. The NBA playoffs. No. Mm-hmm. Those begin this weekend, but there's not much to say about that. What there is to say about is it's time for Anna Hosnier's streaming corner.
Yes. A journey into the streaming tastes of super producer Anna Hosnier. There it is. See? A little bit.
Thank you. Hold
format.
On. Sometimes you want to stream, sometimes you want to stream, and that's why Anna exists. Okay.
Yeah.
There we go.
That's the theme song.
Damn. We didn't even find out in that part that your family was missing.
Yeah. Is that really
pretty
Anna?
Straight into the
point. Wait, what?
That's not on brand for you. Every made
is
up
my family
song?
Missing?
And every other song that you've ever made up
that's
on the
spot. That's how long we haven't been in the office. We're like,
missing.
Wait, Anna's singing and the lyrics haven't turned into, and my family is missing and I can't find them.
Oh,
is
no.
Is it a Hosnier
you just
original?
Reminded me. You just reminded me my family's missing and I haven't seen them and I can't find them. Because I've been spending so much time streaming, I lost track of the fact that my family's been
yeah, you got the eye on the streams. What are you presenting? What are you suggesting for the listeners?
Thank you so much, guys. Now, if you know me, you know that I like one thing. It's watching TV. Mm-hmm. So my favorite hobby is sitting on a couch in front of big screen. That's why I spent a lot of money on the big couch I bought. Very comfortable. Yep. TV also big. I like TV.
A medically prescribed couch, we might add.
Okay, that's enough. Hey, Miles, that's enough.
Okay, sorry. This is your segment. Okay. Go on.
So recently, I have been a big fan of Mayor of Easttown. Mm. Now, you're thinking, what's this show? Well, I'll tell you. It's Kate Winslet playing a down and out, but good at her job detective. That's right. She's divorced. So she's a detective, and she's here to solve a series of missing women / murders of women. It's a weird way to describe that.
And she nails the Philly accent. It's the first show to ever nail the Philly
it's
accent.
It's a Delco accent. Thank you. This is kind of my segment, but sure. Oh, yep.
shut the fuck up.
And it's actually great because monster. She really embodies the role of a woman who lives outside of Philadelphia in a town that, you know, is a little crunchy. She smokes
everybody's
a vape.
Related to each other. She vapes. Yeah.
She vapes. She wears big coats with tall collars because it's cold.
Oh, yeah.
And that's Mayor for you. And she's a good detective, but sometimes she doesn't make the best choices.
Who's this? Who's this show mystery. A fan? If you're a fan of what shows, you'll like this show. For fans,
I will say,
show?
Miles, one thing that I would say to recommend it, the one of the episodes has the best performance of drunk that I've seen since you. Yeah.
Philly accents and drunkenness.
Yeah, right. This dude just don't you think he does a good job on it?
He is pretty drunk.
Yeah, he's like real and like he like nails like weird hand stuff. People who do weird hand stuff when they're drunk. I do weird hand stuff when I'm really drunk. So I identified that.
TMI, man. Anyway.
Just weird gestures, not like, not that way. Come on.
Okay. Another show I really recommend is Showtime's Ziwei with comedian Ziwei. Mm-hmm. I feel like it's pretty self-explanatory because she is the best. If you've ever followed her on Twitter or on social media, you might know the fact that she had a show on the YouTube called Baited, which when the pandemic started, switched to Instagram Live, where she would literally bait guests into talking about race to kind of draw attention to the fact that we actually have a lot of work to do when it comes to race. And a lot of people don't have much knowledge when it comes to Black history in America or, you know, the very racist history in this country. Sorry, there was a knock on my door, which I think is America coming to silence me.
Yes, for acknowledging. But they cannot. On a streaming corner, must stream on. She's also a writer for Deezus and Mero, for people who don't know Ziwei, or was before she got her own show.
That's a fucking leapfrog of the century. You're like, I'm in the Deezus and Mero writers room. Like, yeah, you know what? I got my own show on Showtime now. I'm like, yeah, there you go. I love to see it.
How long can a woman of color hold a man up? You know,
there you go.
Someone we reached out to about writing for Daily Zeitgeist early on. Never heard back, huh?
Yeah, why would you admit that? Okay.
It's just funny that I thought we could get Ziwei to write for
anyway. She was like, sorry, new phone, who this? JK, I don't even care. Yeah. That's a great show. First episode has Fran Lebowitz on it. I mean, the editing is spectacular. We have a great team working behind it, like the Cola Scolas. Like, that shit is a hitter if I've ever seen one.
Also on Hex.
Cola Scola writes for it?
Yeah. He's funny because he's like the racist white producer character. They like really go in on him of like, he's like, my face is blurred for this, right? And they're like, yeah, sure. But they're just like.
and she has Andrew Yang on.
Oh, she does this, coming up?
That's this Sunday is supposed to be Andrew Yang. I don't know if that, I can't imagine that is going to go well for him.
No, I can't imagine because she is, it's no holds barred here. And I love it. Yeah. She really goes for it.
No, I mean, Cola, like this Scola. It's going to be bad. I'm suspecting a bloodbath. When Ziwei has Andrew Yang on.
Anna, what the fuck?
A bloodbath? Andrew Blood.
Oh, no.
That's the only thing that could make me happy is to rip him to shreds.
I can only, look, given his takes just the last few weeks, I think this is going to be one of the most uncomfortable things we've ever seen. Unless they like pre-cleared so much shit. Like, I don't know like how his handlers could agree to be like, yeah, go on this show where it is known you will get gotcha'd into a corner.
But it has to be, I'm assuming that like they have like Borat-esque legal teams behind you know, just like doing the work on the release. So
by that you mean women of color.
Yes, that's what I meant.
Because we are relentless because we know how to get shit done. Okay. That's why half the guests are on this show. You'd be surprised. They don't want to do it. Anyway, so we have another recommendation. Shut up. We have another recommendation. What was really
abusive? Shut up when I'm insulting you.
I was. I'm not. I'm sorry. I apologize. I have another quick recommendation. It is the HBO Max hit Hacks. Oh, guys, you're all like, what? Another Gene Smart vehicle? Yes, that's right. Gene Smart is also in Marinese Town. Gene Smart comes through. She plays it. She plays an older comedian who basically runs the Vegas circuit. She's a billionaire, what looks like. And, you know, her act is dated. So she has to hire a young, canceled comedian to write jokes for her. And boy, is it well written, a fun ride, great actors, just a real hilarious journey. I can't recommend it enough. It's brought to you by Paul W. Downs and Jen Statsky and Lucia Aniello. Sorry if I said that last name wrong. People behind Broad City. So how could it not be hilarious? I really recommend it. And it comes out every Thursday. It's 4 episodes out so far. Get to it.
It's really good.
Hit me up if you need an HBO login.
Real. It's like, it's got that realism too. Cola Scola is also, I think, in that writer's room.
Yes,
too.
He is. Cola Scola is having Mandy. A strong year.
It's just a lot
if
of
people don't know who Cola Scola is. Go find the episode in the Las Culturistas archive with Cola Scola. Or he's been on many times, but it's always delivers, a riot. He's delivers. One of the funniest yeah, human he is beings one of the on the planet.
Or just go watch his videos where he plays like women selling you, like moms selling you things on the internet. Just nails it every time. Just women who've like start with selling you stuff and then it escalates into the, well, I'm not even going to spoil it. Go watch these videos because they escalate so quickly and they're so funny. Okay, I have two more recommendations. One is That Damn Michael Che on HBO Max as well. You know, there are some problems with the show. It doesn't necessarily hit in all its critiques, but there's also some really funny sketches that he sprinkled in throughout. So I really enjoyed watching it for what it was. It was 6 episodes. It was a quick little boom, bam, boom, beam. And yeah, so Miles, you have thoughts on it?
I agree with your assessment. There's definitely ones that are really funny. And then there are like moments where I feel like he's trying to make a statement and it just he completely undermines it by like turning into a bit like the when Method Man came out and like that the healthcare one. I was like, you're kind of missing the thrust of this by turning it into an all out joke. But, you know, this is all just an attempt to get Michael Che to come after us because he spent most of the last week going after that dude who wrote the write up in Vulture like on his entire Instagram. He's like making fun of this one critic. But yeah. There's also some fun stuff in there.
That's damn Michael Che, am I right? Max?
Yeah, HBO yes. Max.
And right. Cecily Strong is involved?
In the, yes. Yeah.
She's got some appearance. I'm a big, yeah, I'm a Cecily strong has a, Cecily Strong.
She does get drunk.
She's underutilized. She does a great
She does get
drunk,
drunk too.
All right, two more things actually real quick. I want to give a shout out to The Big Shot with Bethany Frankel. Guys, if you've ever really wanted to watch a reality show where the whole time you're like, what? This is it for you, okay? Let me tell you, because Bethany's really entertaining. The premise, what? It's like The Apprentice for Bethany, but like it makes no sense. And you're like, why would you ever do this to hire someone to run your company? This is not a good idea. These people are not qualified. But you know what? It's real fun and I really enjoy it because there's one girl who talks loudly, a lot of shit, as if Bethany's not standing 10 feet away. And Bethany the whole time is like, I can hear you. And it's great. Let me tell you. God, it got me good. Okay. And my final recommendation, the show is not out yet, but I would love you for you all to keep an eye out for it, even though you really can't watch it in this country. And that's the new season of Bachelorette Australia. Guys, you know, I love a down under Bachelor franchise. So I really recommend this one. They have the first ever Indigenous woman, Brooke Burton. Excuse me. It's Brooke Blurton.
Oh,
Blurton.
Uh-oh.
Blurton. I said Burton.
They really blurtoned that one out.
Yeah, she's pansexual, and so she will have both male and female suitors on the show, which is, in my opinion, revolutionary for a Bachelor franchise.
Really, shout out blurting out the wrong pronunciation. All right, that was that's enough. Googly. Okay, that's all I have to add to that because I don't know anything about the Australian Bachelor. But
well, I recommend it. Also, applications are currently open if you do plan on leaving your family, moving to Australia, and applying to be on the show. So,
say less.
You heard it here first.
Hell yeah.
And that's been You Gotta Stream. You Gotta Stream. My family is missing.
There it is.
All right, y'all. That is going to do it for this week. Another one in the books. Ooh. What was that, 180? Season 180 in the books?
Was it? Damn.
I think it's 185. No, I don't know. Hard to say.
186. Oh, shit. It's about to be. Oh, no. No,
yes,
185.
It was 185.
Next. And then after that, 187. You know? Uh-oh. Watch out.
But then I introduce next week's episode as 181.
Well, that's on you.
Hey, look, that's for the fans of this. That's for the real fans to know. They know.
That's an Easter egg. You tell me what it means, bro. You tell me what it means.
Sound off Reddit. Sound off.
Add up the numbers. What's it come out to?
Exactly. 17.
What?
Q. QAnon. Where are we
QAnon.
Going?
17. 17th letter. Q. QAnon.
Happy birthday to me.
There it is.
That would be a good like catchphrase for like a sitcom starring on a
happy birthday to me.
I guess.
And everyone's like, what?
It's your birthday again?
Oh, happy episode. Birthday. That's going to do it for this week. We're back on Monday with a whole ass episode of the show. Until then, be kind to each other. Be kind to yourselves. Wear a mask. Get vaccinated. Mm. Don't do nothing about white supremacy. And we will talk to y'all on Monday. Bye.
Bye.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you, from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like Eco Eye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.